broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Can you believe it's 2017? And we've got lots of 2017 Hondas on hand to remind you, like the fully redesigned CR-V. So come on in tomorrow and pick out the one you want. But today, stay home and enjoy some football. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to 2017 and our first Grassroots Show of the brand new year. Happy New Year, everyone. Bob in Utah with you and ready to talk local music. Actually, we're going to kind of recap the year that was in 2016. With our show here tonight, play you lots of music, so you can kind of sit back, kick back, relax, and enjoy your hangover.
There you go, and start work on those New Year's resolutions. Like mine is not to get suspended from the show this year. So,
well, there you go. That's a very admirable cause you're taking on.
Kinder, gentler, Utah. Here we go.
I'm going to write that down. Beginning of the year, kinder, gentler Utah. I love it. Hey, we're brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and we thank them for their support of local music, along with Mr. Jim Harpell and the Meat Locker Recording Studios presenting our first segment. And great to have them in for another year and supporting of this past year. It's Utah been an exciting year, and we've got to talk a lot about that here tonight. We're going to kind of progress our way through the show, but it was another great band jam this year. We got to see a ton of great new bands, hear a ton of great new music, and even do a little thing called the Rock Done Right Tour.
Yeah, that was one of the big highlights for me that came out of last year was the creation of that and the fact that management here at the radio station wants to continue that into 2017 and make it even bigger. So looking forward to that.
Absolutely. So we will talk about that and many other subjects throughout the night here tonight as we play along with the music and kind of recap the year that was. And I don't know, we might as well just start right at the top, because usually cream rises to the top. And eventually, if people have been around a long time and have created great music, they get rewarded for things, like some get elected to Hall of Fames. And, well, there was Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legends induction this past year that featured some people that we've had on this show and have visited with. Joe Grushecki, for one, Billy Price, and of course the Vogues were part of that. And now they're looking ahead here in 2017 with the voting underway for new nominations, too.
Yep, so we'll see who the new winner is. And speaking of one of those legends from last year, we actually took a little road trip, you and I, along with our good friend John Vento, who was very kind and set us up, as did you, on quite a weekend trip. And so we caught one of them in Asbury Park, actually.
That's right. So. Yeah, that's right. Got to see that. And that was the night after John kind of set us up to go see the actual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions. And I know it was a big thrill for you for a cheap trick. And we got to hang out at the Chicago after party. So it was a pretty cool weekend, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it really was. That was something special.
Yeah. So why don't we give a shout-out to Mr. John Vento, then, and everybody in the Needs Hotel Band, because there's no doubt in my mind that somewhere down the road they're going to be part of those Pittsburgh Rock and Roll Legend Awards, because they're all incredible musicians in their own right and do one heck of a job. And, you know, you talk about time in and time out all the musicians that we've come across who are so giving, and a lot of the events that we've attended have had some kind of charitable form. And, boy, when you look at the Needs Hotel Band, that seems to be a staple of what they do, doing events to benefit others all the time.
Yeah, absolutely, and they were a big part of our Rock Done Right tour last year. Also was part of the opening show of it. One of the stops was Corbry Woodstock, which was a sellout.
Yeah.
So, it was just always great working with those guys.
Yeah. So why don't we do a little rolling and tumbling that they did in the past year, and we'll follow that up with some Billy Price, Never Get Enough, and recognize one of the Rock and Roll Legends inducted this past year. It's our recap of 2016 here on the first day of 2017, the Grassroots Show with Bob in Utah from The Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions on 97.7 FM.
Rolling and tumbling. Love.
sing instead. Well, old whiskey and women would not let me pray. So I
rolling and tumbling,
and a tumble.
Rolling and tumbling.
Yeah, I'd roll.
Rolling and tumbling.
And I'd tumble.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Skirts of town. On this land, my daddy bought and settled down. I was raised up digging in the dirt in the hot summer sun. It's where I learned to speak my mind and how to shoot a gun. Well, I know I would. I'd stand on that spot where I once stood.
We're listening to some great music, local music, here on The Rock Station 97.7. This is our annual get-together that now is 5 years strong, and that's recapping the previous year. Can you believe that? It's Bob in Utah with you on the Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And we just heard from Sean Hartman, Topsoil, and Tarachan Sky Hellride. And of course, Hellride was one of our Grassy nominees and one of the highest voting songs. Didn't win, but it was right up there. And of course, we got to visit with Sean Hartman for the first time this year, and he was also part of one of the Rock Done Right tour stops.
Yeah, he was. We had a great opportunity to bring some of this local music to the Big Butler Fair this year on 4th of July, and the damn weather didn't help us out that day at all. But still, it was nice to look up into the grandstands and see how many people were sitting up there, you know, hiding out the rain, but were there, listening to local music. And it was a fantastic opportunity for us, and I'm just really happy that Big Butler Fair is going to give us that opportunity again on July 4th of this year.
That's right. So Rock Done Right tour stop will be there. And we're looking forward to really unveiling all of the different stops that we have on the Rock Done Right tour stop this year. We, of course, when we put it together and kicked it off this past year, that was in April. Late April was the first stop. So this year it's going to be right out of the gate here in January. Pretty much you're going to have an opportunity for us to kind of specialize or highlight an event a month for the entire year here in 2017.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And again, I can't say enough about the management and the station here for getting behind this whole local music thing. And I'll tell you what, if you're a band out there and this station's playing your music all the time like they do, you know, show them some love back. Let them know you appreciate it, and get your fans to call in and request it.
Absolutely.
Goes a long way, especially around Grassy nominee time. So.
That's right. Make some noise, kids. And it won't be long. We'll be talking about those, too. But, of course, the first stop here in the month of January is going to be a very special event that Utah, you've been involved in for quite some time now, and that's the Southern Fried Rock Show, which is going to be a barn burner. Literally. Hopefully, we'll keep the flames down to a minimum, but we're talking about some great music.
Yeah, and we've got quite a lineup this year. I mean, we've got the Shiners, the Hawkeyes, Doppler Effect, East Coast Turnaround, and Coal Town. So it's going to be quite a night. We're going to kick things off at 8 p.m. this year, so...
Okay.
So it's going to be a good night.
It's going to be fantastic. And, of course, that's coming up at the end of the month here.
Yeah, January 28th. It's always that Saturday in between the playoffs and the Super Bowl there. So, because you can't, you don't ever want to go up against them Steelers.
Yeah, that's right. So, well, we're really looking forward to that. And it's going to be a fantastic year as we continue to progress our way to 2017 here. And pretty soon it'll be our sixth year.
Yeah, wow.
Fantastic stuff. Well, let's continue to play some tunes that we discovered this past year. And one of those was a young lady that we actually began to frequently visit because she kept playing up at Conneaut Lake. And this was after she released her new CD. And, of course, we had her on after she released that. And just a very talented musician here that really is a cool story because she had done some fronting of a rock cover band in younger years, then went and raised her children, and then decided to sit down and teach herself guitar and came up with this magnificent piece of music called Charlie's Daughter. And we're talking about Mary Lou Scherter, who just really, I think, found her niche now.
Yeah, and going back to Vento and the whole crew that we talked a little bit about in the first segment, you know, he helped bring that CD to life, too, through his entertainment agency. And yeah, he caught her one time and was like, wow, you got to get this music recorded. And so that was really cool that he did because she plays everywhere anymore.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. It's a great product. In fact, that was this year's Christmas gift to everybody. I chose her CD. Every year I try to choose a different band, and hers was the one this year. So.
That's awesome. Well, and, we love to talk about the people that support the music scene, too. And Mary Lou, you know, she doesn't just wait for people to show up for her to play. She goes out and supports the other musicians too, and is awesome at doing that. And even open mic nights, open stages, you know, just that's what makes this scene a growing and thriving entity that it is.
Yep. And don't miss her if you see her name on the billboard there.
Yeah, she'll impress you, no doubt about it. We'll do her song Daisy from Charlie's Daughter CD, and follow that up with a couple of guys or a group of guys that we just had in more recently in late 2016. But they put a new CD out and, you know, had some changes in their lineup as well, but sounding as good as ever.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the changes in the lineup, you know, it did alter the sound a little bit, but for the better, in my opinion. And still, I think at their core, they're still true to what they've always been about. And, well, they just write some really clever stuff. And I think they've carved out their own little niche. They have their own sound. And that's Trigger Happy. Yeah. I mean, there's no other Trigger Happy out there. And you know, it's really unique and well done.
It really is. And why don't we do their song, Refuse to Yield? And this segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, and we'll talk about them coming up as we continue our 2016 recap here on the first day of 2017. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
I remember when I was a little girl, I was walking home from school. That boy on the bus just held my hand and I didn't know what to do. So I ran to the field on my daddy's farm where I knew those daisies grew. And I plucked those petals one by one till it told me what it knew.
bit more. You can't refuse to you.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Strings. Pull the tune up tight and let this guitar ring. Playing the tips, food and beer. Can't remember how I got here. Gonna keep on playing, make it through another night. Well, alright. Seems so long since I left my home. Had hopes and dreams. Busting my ass just to make myself dine. And now I'm making my way back home. Sing songs for my soul. Memories of the past. How long will this life last?
Songs from my It's a song called Grace. Of a gun, saying goodbye to your only son. After a night filled with terror and fright, when a loved one could no longer fight. Or did it come naturally, a mother's ashes cast to eternity? Peace of mind, I know we will find, but can you tell me? Can you tell me, when did you find your faith? And is it something you still carry with you today? Can you tell me, do you still have your faith? Did you lose it somewhere along
You found the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming too at 977rocks.com. It is our 2016 recap here on January 1st. Happy New Year to everyone. Hope everybody's doing well. And we're being brought to you by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and our preceding segment brought to you by the longest running sponsor we've had. That's the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, the famous home of the Man Can Special. And of course, now that we're into January, you know what's going to be happening every weekend: playoff football. And that means you need to enjoy the Man Can, because it'll last you all more, well, depending on how fast you sip it, it might last you half a quarter. So,
yeah, there, it depends on who you are.
But check them out, and thank them for supporting local music when you get a chance to drop on by 2nd Street in Freeport. So we've so far tonight listened to the Needs Hotel Band, Billy Price, Sean Hartman, Tarach and Sky, Mary Lou Scherter, Trigger Happy, and then we heard from two of the bands that were part of the first stop on the Rock Done Right tour this past April. You heard from the Shiners and Way Back Home, and, well, Utah, you heard a little vocals from him, from the Noble Hops Band, and an incredible song called Grace, which that was live from the Strand Theater.
Yeah, we had the great privilege of being the band to open up the Rock Done Right tour last year. So, and a beautiful, beautiful venue there at the Strand Theater, and we shared the stage with the Shiners and the Needs Hotel Band that night. And of course, the cool thing about the Shiners and Noble Hops Band is both bands have a guy in it named Rob Keller. And I mean, what a great songwriter, and what a great musician, what a great just human being in general. And I just need to give him some shout outs, because he's always got my back here in the Shady Lady world. Anytime I've as you know, I had to go on special assignment here for a few weeks, and Rob was filled in for the Spirit of Christmas Parade and did the live show with you.
That's right.
And did some wiring too, I understand, while he was in here.
Save the day.
Yeah. But his songwriting is fantastic, and the guy lives an interesting life also. I mean, you and I drove all the way up to New York to greet him and Dave Kreider as they were coming in off of a 10,000-mile motorcycle ride that was part of the Hoka Hay Challenge. Yeah. And, he draws a lot of his stories. He's got a wide canvas there to draw from a lot of his experiences.
He really does. And speaking of Dave, he became our longest away special guest. Called us on the Grassroots Show from India.
Yes, he did. Yep.
so that would, I mean, you talk about long distance, and that's why we did Way Back Home from the Shiners as well, to kind of kick things off, because that tied back in. And of course, their new CD, fantastic stuff. And boy, those guys are really making a buzz. And you know, the cool part is, one thing that we've always talked about is, you know, bands that play a lot, a lot of times they get entrenched in playing the same location instead of getting out and playing. And that's one thing the Shiners do. You know, they play a good bit, but it's somewhere different all the time. They're breaking into new communities, and that has really paid off for them, because you see people kind of turning their head going, wow, these guys are good. They're finding out about them, and that only is going to enhance the music scene, I think.
Yeah, and they're still writing music. They have a new CD, I think, we're going to have in our hands here in just a matter of a few months. And I think that's kind of their plan, and I'm seeing a lot of bands kind of go to this route. Trigger Happy is a great example too, and kind of putting the music out a couple times a year instead of that one CD that's going to carry you for a couple years. It's let's release an EP, four or five songs, and then we'll do it again in the fall, or however you line that up. And I think that keeps you fresh in people's minds and keeps you relevant. So.
Absolutely, and a great show live, too, so be sure to check them. And, of course, anytime you get a chance to see the Noble Hops Band, they're going to impress you as well. And you guys have been involved in so many different special get-togethers, even for our radio station, playing outside of ballparks or, doing veterans get-togethers to help out causes. I mean, it's been a really, really fun, great music year in 2016, and just it's amazing how each year just continues to get better and better.
Well, I'm honored to get to share the stage with Rob, and we've been doing some writing on our own, and hopefully we'll have some recorded product this year ourselves.
Awesome.
So it's I'm being pushed to get into the studio, and I'm like, well, where do I have the time to do that? So maybe I'll have to go on special assignment again here.
Yeah, there
or
you go.
Get kicked off the show again. I don't know.
Well, and hey, I even made, you know, it was only like 12 seconds long, but I even made my vocal debut singing Bounty Hunter with Rob at a Cellar Dwellers get-together this past year.
Yes, you did. And if you're wondering what he's talking about, there's actually video of that. Just go to my Facebook page and you'll see it.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, let's get back to the music here and more tunes. And why don't we chime in with After the Fall and My Confession, because they, two of the members of After the Fall, were special guests, of course, during our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We had the first ever on-location visit here for the show.
Yeah, and that was cool to get to talk to them at... they were playing the Band Jam with their band Slant Six at the time. And so, yeah, that worked out really well. In fact, we did another one after that because it worked out so well with East Coast Turnaround. We were able to catch up with them at the Hard Rock Cafe. You and I went down and checked out a show there of some local music. And
yeah, it was a fun time. And, of course, one of the other big events of the year was visiting with Dan and Dave Klima when they came in, because they were celebrating their 40th year in playing music in Western Pennsylvania.
And are there two nicer guys in the whole local music scene? I'm serious.
Yeah.
I got to stop in that night. They had their 40th show at Peter B's, and, you know, it was just really cool. You're coming down the road, and you're just seeing cars everywhere, you know, and then to just kind of push through the door and get in there and just see how many people came out and showed their support for them, and they give it right back, and it was a great night. I mean, everything about it was great sound. It was, and they, I think they played with different musicians too. Mm-hmm. So they just had like guest musicians on almost every single song.
Wow.
and just it transitioned, flowed well. Great bunch of guys.
Well, we'll dig out one of their old bands called Shere Khan and follow After the Fall with Till Tomorrow on the Grassroots Show, our 2016 recap special.
I don't know who. Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show, first one for 2017 here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, in our preceding segment presented by All About Reclaimed in downtown Butler on Main Street. We thank them for their support, along with P&W Construction in the Slippery Rock area, and them as well, presenting our next segment of the show, which is our recap of 2016. And we've been reflecting back on some of the things, some of the people that we had in visiting. It's amazing when you go back through and look at the guests we had for 2016. And we've had not only musicians, but it was pretty cool, too, because we got to get into some of the nuts and bolts of the recording, too, with a visit from, obviously, one of our sponsors, Jim Harpel, Meatlock Recording Studio, Super Monkey, Cobblestones, Cobblestones,
Clint Macro,
Clint Macro, Cobblestone Recording down in the Plum area, and on-site locations, and visiting with East Coast Turnaround outside of the Chris Knight Show down at the Hard Rock, of course, also the different events. Not only we mentioned the Rock Done Right tour and being a part of Corbri Woodstock, but the big Veterans Day benefit concert that turned out to be standing room only. And, of course, our Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival, which was the fourth year and biggest one we've had yet as far as attendance, and we're looking forward to continuing to grow that here in 2017.
Yeah, that's coming up July 14th through the 16th at Cooper's Lake Campground again. And we're changing our pricing structure this year to make it a little bit easier for everybody and actually a little more affordable, too. So we hope you'll climb on board and come check out what a great scene it is right there.
Absolutely.
One weekend of nothing but great local music.
Absolutely. And we'll have more details on that as it comes out. And, of course, we always announce our Grassy Award winner every year at the Grassroots Band Jam Festival. And we'll play one of the we'll play the winner. We've got to end the show tonight with our winner. But we also want to remember some folks. We want to send best wishes out to our good friend Chip Demonic, who's been a longtime friend of the show and an avid participant. And he had to take a break from the industry this year because of some health problems within the family. And we're wishing Chip well. We want to know that. Want him to know that he's in our thoughts, but it sounds like maybe things will be kind of regenerating for him down the road.
Yeah, I think he's got some projects in the works, and just know that we're thinking about you there. And also, we lost a couple legends, a couple musicians. Their music we play on this show all the time, and even in regular rotation.
Yeah, we'll remember B.E. Taylor, who passed away in August, and of course a lot of people missing him this holiday season because of the great Christmas show that he did. And it wasn't too long ago that we had a visit briefly from Bill from Doppler Effect. We lost one of the legends of that band.
Yeah, Dave Wagaman. He was a founding member of that band and came up with a lot of those badass riffs.
Yeah,
that Doppler Effect has. So he was a big part of it.
Yep. So we keep them in memory here tonight as we open up a brand new year and look forward to great, great things ahead and all of the guests. We can't wait. We're going to have a fantastic list of people coming together to see and hear a number of new bands that we haven't had on that aren't necessarily new bands that we just haven't gotten to because of the great depth that is available in this music scene.
Yeah, we had to put a stop to the booking there. I was getting so carried away. So, I mean, we've got a whole exciting year coming again. And, you know, we hit another milestone in this past year, too, that didn't really get celebrated too much from management. We got some balloons, and we do appreciate that. But big shout out to Betsy and Don for taking care of us on that special day.
That was right. 200 episodes of the Grassroots Show. So
we had a good time at your house. That was a nice sunny afternoon. We sat on your patio and
celebrated local music.
Absolutely.
We had to blow our own balloons up, though. You know that.
I recall that. So we had to blow them up, and then we had to do a show.
Work never ceases. But you know what? That's great because we get to celebrate. We get to brag about this music scene every Sunday night. I mean, that's a pretty cool deal. And, you know, we're pushing almost 200 songs in regular rotation from these local musicians that are out there here on The Rock Station. So we do give our management a shout-out for allowing us to be able to do this on Sunday nights.
You know, and I'll say this again. I said it a little bit earlier. The best thing you can do out there if you're a musician or a fan is to call, email, text, Facebook, whatever, the Rock Station, and request your favorite bands, request your favorite songs. Tell them you want to hear local music. They are listening, and it goes a long ways.
It really does. So, and we'll be back next week with another great show, the Grassroots Show, every Sunday night here on The Rock Station. It's streamed at 977rocks.com and available via the on-demand feature so that you can always play it back as well. And we will keep you in touch each and every week throughout the year and see if Utah is able to keep grasp of that New Year's resolution of not being suspended by our general manager this year.
We'll do our best here. Hey, let's get to some more music here, I think. And I think one of the best CDs that come out this past year was from a band called The Red Lines. And there's some good stuff on there. And this is one I think I kind of forget about because I'm busy listening to some of the other songs. And that's Back to Me. And I heard them play it here the other day acoustically. And I'm like, yeah, I got to remember that. Got to get that back on the show here. So
awesome. And we'll follow it up with the creme de la creme as voted on by you, the listeners out there. And that would be our 2016 Grassy Award winners, the band Anger the Ant. Tremendous new album they put out in the past year. And, of course, we just recently got to visit with Don Shear, who was playing acoustically at a recent benefit event. And a shout-out to the guys at Lions in America, too, this past December. They put together a benefit for Children's Hospital that was down at the Lindor Hotel, Utah. You were there, part of that, playing with Rob and the Noble Hops Band. And just a great acoustic night. And they raised like $1,200 in just a one-off evening get-together of people just enjoying the local music scene. So we'll finish out the night with Drunk on Us on Anger the Ant, and we'll toast one to y'all. Happy New Year from the Grassroots Show.
You come running as fast as you can, you come running away from your man once again. Back to me. You were crying from the damage done. Crying in the midday sun once again. Back to me. And nobody loves you like I do. And nobody knows you like I do. understand.
Time of you. drunk on us with your tattoos and your hairdo.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Can you believe it's 2017? And we've got lots of 2017 Hondas on hand to remind you, like the fully redesigned CR-V. So come on in tomorrow and pick out the one you want. But today, stay home and enjoy some football.
Happy New Year!
WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Listen to the engine moaning out his one old song.